This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Raiders, will have Hayden Sams back there to receive the kickoff. I'm not sure who the other gentleman is. He's on the wrong side of the pole, and I can't see him.
Carter Thomas is our other returner.
It goes to Sams, who gets it about the 30. He'll pull it up and come back to the inside. Oh, ran into a couple of tough Redskins right in the middle. Number 41 for the Nokomis Redskins. That is Brenton Lyons, and he comes up with a huge stop right there at the 30-yard line. That was impressive.
Yeah, it looked like they had a nice little wall set up, and then all of a sudden it closed up quick with a lot of black and red jerseys.
So Central A&M will have a first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. They will have
10 Raiders from their own 30.
Quarterback has to have a shoe tied before the game even starts. Excuse me, the running back, that's Will Thompson back there. As Drew Damery send the man in motion, Brody Barnes, they'll give back the other way as this one will go to James Parody, and Parody's going to be stopped. Well, he's going to end up getting about 3 or 4 yards, but he got driven back past the original line of scrimmage. They'll give him a forward progress out to the 35, give him a gain of 5, call a second and 5.
5-yard gain, he's at second down and 5.
Damery with two backs, one on each side. He'll pull it out. This time he'll toss it to Thompson. Thompson takes the ball, switches over. Oh, he's brought down by the face mask. There's flags flying over all over the place. And, Dan, I could have called that one from up here.
Yeah, that's not a tough one. That's one where you just got to let go. And boy, he hung on to that, turned his head all the way around, and rode him all the way to the ground with the face mask. That's, boy, that could have been a little dangerous.
That's going to put the Raiders.
Personal foul. Face mask, defense, 15 yards.
So they'll mark that one off from the 37-yard line, and they will take it over midfield down to the Nokomis 48-yard line, where it'll be a first and 10. I hope that young man's neck is okay because he sure got the helmet turned around. Now a handoff, and they'll go right up the middle once again and make some nice yardage, about 3 to 4 yards. On the carry that time was Brody Barnes. Barnes with 695 yards. About to hit the 700 mark on that one. Spot it down on the Nokomis, 46. Make it second and about 8. Again, Damery the quarterback with one back in the backfield. He sent a man in motion who slipped. Now he'll give the ball off to Brody Barnes. Barnes will get over the 45 down to about the 44. Cooper Bertolino in on the stop there. Spot it at the Nokomis 44. Make it a third and 5.
Third down.
Yeah, Gary, clearly the middle of the field is still a little slick. As that motion guy came across, he had a heck of a time getting any kind of footing.
Now you want to maybe take note, not have so much motion action. The jet sweep may not be as prevalent tonight. They're going to go back for a pass, dropping it long and deep. And oh, almost a miraculous cut carry or catch there by James Parody. He stuck that left hand out and wanted to make the one-hand grab, but it just wasn't there.
Really, a great pass by Damery. He kind of was leaning back off his back foot and slung it out. He had a little pressure from the Nokomis defense and put it right where it needed to be.
We got Caleb Woods out wide receiver over here. Two on the left, two on the right, fourth and 5. Looking for the hard count. The Redskins don't go for it. So now they'll look and get the play from the coach down to 9 seconds on the play clock. He'll call it in quickly. Down to 4, now 3, now 2. They'll put a man in motion. I'm not sure they'll get this snap. Nope, they did not get it snapped in time. So that will back the ball up 5 to the 49. Really no excuse for that one, Dan.
No, there really wasn't. They were trying to get a little cute with trying to get defense to jump when Nokomis didn't. The play got in. Damery just was on his. It took a little bit too long getting the snap called.
So now they'll go into punt formation, we think. The Redskins have Matthew Hill back there along with Landon Engelman just back into the lineup, as you said last week. It's a low snap. He'll get the punt off. Oh, it's a nice spiraling kick, Lee. They're going to let it go, and it's going to take a bounce for the Raiders all the way down very close to the goal line. Redskins is going to have a lot of real estate with which to work now, Dan.
Yeah, boy, what a fantastic punt. Just killed it at about the three-yard line. It took a little hop down to it. It's got to be. It's hard for us to tell, but it's got to be inside the one-yard line.
Well, they're going to mark it down. We're going to say their own one-yard line. So 99 yards away from pay dirt as Nolan Ernst come in to the lineup for the Redskins. Got to be careful right here. Well, the coin had problems in an earlier game at Carlinville on a turf field, giving it up close to the goal line. It's going to be a quick handoff. That is Ernst who's got the ball, I believe. Yes, and he'll get a few yards out to about the 3-yard line. Let's give him a gain of a couple. We'll call it second and 8. That's what you want to do, just get away from the shadow of the goalpost. Oh, we wish we had shadows today, don't we?
No, we don't have to worry about that. It's a cloud overcast day. The lights are on, and once the sun sets, it'll
still better than it was last night. In Pena, it rained almost all night long on this old man. That's not good. We've got a penalty flag down. A handoff was to Jake Johnson, and Jake didn't get very far. Let's see what the flag is here. Came from the referee. Usually that'll be an offensive infraction.
Motion on the offense.
And they'll look over to Central A&M. They'll decline that penalty because half the distance would only be a couple of yards.
Well, I tell you what. You script your first plays. You know, you script your first plays on offense, but I'm not sure the script starts on the one-foot line. So Nokomis might be just a little bit rattled here trying to get themselves out of the chute.
Just underway. We're scoreless. Connor Overby up under center on this one. He'll go to the air as he's wanting to roll out. He's going to come out of the end zone, try to see what he can do. Oh, a nice open field tackle by Brody Barnes, as he simply refused to let the quarterback turn the corner, and that's going to bring up a punting situation for the Redskins deep in their own territory.
Boy, Brody Barnes so far, just watching him play, and just a few short offensive and a couple defensive plays, he's going to be fun to watch tonight. Number 4 in the white Central A&M jerseys, yeah, I think he's a heck of a ball player.
Yeah, white jerseys for now, but for how long we shall see.
Yeah, you're right.
James Parody standing back only on about the 30-yard line of Nokomis, waiting for this punt that's going to come deep out of the end zone. End-over-end kick comes down on about the 39-yard line. Parody slips. He'll try to turn the corner and get around that right side, and there's 3 or 4 Redskins there to bring him down. Brendan Lyons was one of the first ones there to slow him up, then a host of Redskins on the tackle.
Tackled by Sisk.
Yeah, it's really a pretty good punt on the back of the end zone, but still had the ball at the 30-yard line. Even if he fair caught the ball, he would have been inside the 40. So great field position for the A&M Raiders.
So from the Nokomis 30-yard line, the Raiders, they'll go over to sideline, huddle up with the coach. Now they'll come out. They'll have Brody Barnes in the backfield, along with the quarterback, Drew Damery. So they're in the pistol formation with trips to the right, split end to the left. Going to be a rollout and a keeper as Damery got a block and then tried to turn the corner. A good open field tackle there by Jake Watson at the 24-yard line. Gain of about 5 or 6, going to bring up a 2nd and 5.
Damery on the carry, tackled by Watson. 6-yard gain, brings up 2nd down and 4.
James Parody was out blocking on the edge and just lost his footing. Otherwise, that thing might have gone for quite a ways if Parody could have made his block.
Yeah, Watson did a good job. Now this time, Brody Barnes, he tries to cut as he went into the middle of the line. Wanted to veer back to the right. He veered right down to the ground for little or no gain.
I was kind of looking at one of the officials to make either a safe or out call because it almost looked like a baseball slide.
Going to bring up a 3rd and 4. Well, if you're on the hash mark, I would say you should run between the hash mark and the sideline. That's where the best turf is. Between the hash marks is bad.
On the full field, even down inside the 20-yard line, they were slipping around all over the place. I think you're right. I'd run out here outside the hash.
They'll go double tight, hand the ball off to Brody Barnes. Barnes wants to go to the outside. Once again, a good open field tackle there. Coming up with that stop was Isaac Satterley, and I tell you what, he went down, grabbed those ankles, refused to let go.
I can remember Isaac Satterley from that game we had here several weeks ago against Litchfield. He's a tackling machine out there. Not the biggest kid on the field, but just great form tackling, makes really, really good open field tackles.
Caleb Woods is going to go out wide to the far side. Over here on our side, it'll be Brody Barnes. I'm thinking they'll be looking to Brody Barnes. That's my thinking, but who knows? Kobe Morrison also in the game. Coach is trying to figure out exactly what play he wants to call. He'll call a timeout. As he calls a timeout, we'll take one as well. 6:22 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless here at Nokomis, and you're listening to WSMI. During the timeout, the cheerleaders were throwing miniature footballs out on the field. There was Kyle Herschelman, who was right next to the cheerleader. He couldn't get a ball. I was up here. Made no difference if they threw one to me. Now it's going to be a pass on fourth down. Looking over the middle. Oh, pass is going to be intercepted by the Redskins. And, Dan, that's not what you wanted there.
I probably would have rather knocked that one down. They lost 5, 10, almost 20 yards of field position on it. But you know what? Isaac's going to talk for a long time about how he got an interception in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to spot that one down, and it looks like, oh, wait a minute. They're going to bring that out to the 25-yard line?
Oh, they're saying it was incomplete?
It was not an interception. It was an incomplete pass.
Okay. Oh. Redskins will take that. They just picked up 15 free yards from the 25. It'll be a first and 10 for the Redskins. Good break right there. They're going to try to run the jet sweep, and it's going to go nowhere. Is on the carry that time was Engelman, and Engelman couldn't get the corner turn as he's going to be brought down on the 24. Actually, a loss of a couple.
Dropped behind the line of scrimmage. By
yeah, just couldn't catch an edge. And with, you know, we're going to harp on this all night, but he just really couldn't stick a foot in the ground, get up the field with the lack of footing that's out there.
No, I think if you're going to go out there, it probably ought to be a toss sweep, where they could catch it and turn and go straight up the field, because trying to turn the corner is going to be difficult indeed. They'll try the same thing the other way, and it's not going to go very far either. And is coming up with a big tackle that time for Central A&M was the defensive lineman, Jarrett Robertson. Robertson, 5'11", 185-pound senior, got over there quickly to make the stop, and it's third and 14. Right now the Redskins going the wrong way, Dan.
Yeah, they really are. And early in this game, both Redskins and Raiders, their perimeter defenses are doing a great job of containing the running backs. Both have very explosive running backs, you know, whether it be the field, whether it be that defense, they can't get going.
Well, the Redskins not known as much of a passing team, but they may roll out here. Looking for a receiver, can't find anybody. He's going to have to keep it himself, and Overby is going to be driven out of bounds about the 25-yard line, so it'll be punt time for the Redskins.
Run out of bounds by Thompson.
Boy, ran a long ways just to gain 2 yards on that.
2 yard gain brings up fourth down and 11.
So now another punt formation, and once again it'll be James Parody, the 5'11", 185-pound senior, a quarterback-turned running back, and he's very versatile either way, as we have seen him be very productive as well as on special teams. The snap goes through the punter's legs, and Engelman is able to recover it, but he'll do so inside the 10-yard line. So the first big break of the game is to the Central A&M Raiders. They'll get the ball first and goal. They'll do so from about, what do we say there, 6 yard line?
Yeah, they're just outside the five. That was Dalton Nichols for Central A&M Raiders that really had a good jump. He was going to pressure the punt, had Engelman fielded it cleanly, but was just right there to jump right on him when he covered the ball.
Well, there's a lot of mud right down there between the tackles, but I still think run straight ahead, as Brody Barnes is the only back in the backfield with the quarterback, who is James Parody now. And Coach Weekly doesn't like what he saw on the field, so with 4:24, he'll call another timeout. We'll have a timeout on the field, scoreless, 4:24 to go, first quarter, Redskins and Raiders on WSMI. Jennifer Graham is on the dials, and thank goodness she is. She gets us back to live action following that quick timeout. The Raiders now, Parity at the pistol formation. He'll keep the ball himself, go off tackle on the left side, churn his way inside the five. Going to be finally brought down close to the goal line. Looks like they're going to spot him on about the one. So give him a gain of 6 second and goal. There's some power running right there, Dan.
Yeah, it really was. And that was an offense that they practiced and warmed up with quite a bit, whether single wing, wildcat, whatever you want to call it. But they got two running backs in the backfield. And I think Parity's, he's not going to hand the ball off much. I think he's going to probably keep it. Well, he's got Brody back there, too. Hey, we'll see.
All right. Whoa! Snap goes over the quarterback's head, comes out to about the 20-yard line. They call a false start on the offense. And, Dan, I tell you what, I think the Raiders got a break there.
They really did, because even if Parity would have been ready for that ball, I'm not sure he would have got his hands on it. The ball was way over his head. So even though he didn't know it was coming.
That'll move the ball back to the six. I never heard a signal or anything. I guess the center just decided it was time to.
It's time to roll.
Yeah. They'll wind the clock up. We're down to 3:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless game thus far between Nokomis and Central A&M, but the Raiders, they're knock, knock, knocking on the door with a second and goal from the six. Snap goes to Drew Bramery, and they'll throw the pass out to Parity. Parity had a man on his leg, a good tackle there by Nolan Ernst, but he drug him into the end zone, and by the time he got him down, he was in the end zone. So Parity, a strong run there.
What, you know, anytime you take your quarterback and you move him away from that position, you know, you better be pretty confident and where he's going to be able to help you. You got to have confidence. Kids coming in, they got a sophomore, looks pretty good so far with Damry. But boy, moving Parity out of that spot, I can see how he is very good in space, good receiver. Like you said earlier, he's a great special teams player. I'm sure that's a move that Coach Weekly has come to really be glad he made.
I see A&M. They're going for two here. As this time it's going to be rollout action in the little shuffle pass. As that is going to be good. And the receiver on that one was number four, Brody Barnes. So Barnes gets the pass from Damery for the two-point conversion. And that makes it 8-0. In favor of the Raiders, we'll be back with the Central A&M kickoff after these messages on WSMI. So Central A&M took advantage of a Nokomis mistake. And this Heinz Furniture scoring drive summary saw the Central A&M Raiders at the 3:22 mark of quarter number one completed a very short drive. Two plays, 6 yards. It was Damery to Parity for the 6-yard touchdown run. Then Damery to Barnes for the 2-point conversion. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture in Carlinville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. So the Redskins get the ball following the kickoff. They bring it out to about the 35-yard line. From there, they'll run one for about 6 yards, take it out to the 40, and that's going to bring up a second and four.
Second
out. Nice little play. I tell you what, tough to wrap the brain around the fact, Gary, that I think the Central A&M has already gone to the fact that we're not sure we can run the ball because the field's too wet, so we're going to have to throw the ball, which is a little bit of a reverse of normal practical thinking.
The Redskins, on the other hand, they're going to keep putting it on the ground. This time, Connor Overby with the carry, and he's able to take the ball out to the 47-yard line. Give the Redskins a first and 10.
That's a Redskin.
On their own 46. So the Redskins now trailing 8-0. 2:38 to go here in the first quarter. Let's see if they can generate some offense with the ball out on the 46-yard line. Jake Watson, the fullback. We have a stoppage of play. Well, they didn't have the play clock reset, so they tell them reset the play clock. I don't think that's necessary. Both teams ready to go. Redskins ready to take it off here. They'll go wing back counter. The reverse is not going to go too far as Engelman gets tripped up. Is able to work his way out to about the 48-yard line. So he picked up a couple of yards in what looked like was going to be a play for no gain.
Just a gutsy little run. He was fighting the ground more than anything else, but once he got his footing, he shed a tackle. He kind of did a little bit of a hurdle move over another guy, and they made at least a little bit of something out of what, like you said, what was going to be nothing.
That's Landon Engelman. I think I may have called him Brendan. I apologize for that. Now they'll go to the second man, Matthew Hill, and Hill will get the ball out to about the midfield stripe. We'll give him a gain of a couple. That's going to bring up a third and six. Once again, coming up on the tackle, far center laying in, Brody Barnes in there quickly. But it seems like, Dan, every time the Raiders make a tackle, there's three or four gathering at the ball.
Yeah, they definitely get to the ball quick. There's no doubt about that. Great tackling team, very disciplined defense. But we're seeing the offensive line of the Redskins kind of starting to get some traction and move the ball.
Watson's the fullback. Hill is in motion. Hill will take a double lead run and try to go around left side. He's going to be brought down by James Parody. We were watching in the pregame the farm tackling drills that the Raiders were going through, and that was exactly the same thing they practiced in pregame.
Just great technique tacklers, good form tacklers. And as I said, the offensive line from Nokomis really taking over from it. Boy, that was a play where that was D-line all the way. They stood the offensive line up and made the tackle right there.
From midfield, fourth down and six, and they're going to go for it. They'll send the man in motion, Jake Johnson, and bring him over to establish himself as a slot back. Two wide receivers over here on the right side, and I'm not sure that Coach Watson really wanted to run that play as he was looking to see if he could draw Central A&M off. He didn't, so he'll take a timeout. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Malik with Central A&M 8, Nokomis Redskins nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. Looks like now the Redskins have decided they're going to punt. Oh, Engelman's going to fake the punt. He's going to try to go to the air. Now he's going to put a foot into it. So it was a fake punt. Let's punt. Gets the ball down inside the 30-yard line. Luckily, he got that literally between the hands of a couple of Raiders who were in hot pursuit. But it all turns out for the better for the Redskins as Central A&M will take over. They'll do so back at about the 25-yard line.
Boy, that was a little risky as Engelman was coming this way. He got a little bit slick on his feet. That would have been something if he had fallen down.
Well, first things first, I thought he may have had a knee touching as he was picking that ball up.
Yeah, it was close.
It was awfully close.
Yeah, very close.
So Central A&M leading now 8-0. They'll have the ball on their own 25-yard line. We're down to the final 14 seconds of the first quarter. A scoreless quarter for the Redskins. One touchdown on the board for the Raiders. It's going to be a handoff over on the far side to Parody. Parody's going to run through everybody. No, excuse me, that's Will Thompson. Thompson is off to the races. He's finally going to be brought down back there by Nolan Ernst, but not until he goes from one 25 to the other 25, a 50-yard run for Will Thompson. Wow.
Yeah, wow, that's right. Great job by the offensive line of Central A&M. Open up a huge hole. And you didn't have to worry about slipping on that one because he was going to make any cuts. He just ran straight ahead, and next thing you knew, he was 50 yards up.
Well, he was brought down inbounds, so they moved the chains, then wound the clock up. The final seconds of the first quarter ran off. After one quarter of play here at Nokomis High School, it is Mawikwa Central A&M 8, Nokomis nothing. Back with second quarter action on WSMI. Opening up the second quarter, Central A&M goes unbalanced left. They run the option out there. Jake Johnson does a good job of coming up and making sure they don't get back to the line of scrimmage, as it's going to be a second and 12 from the 27-yard line of Nokomis. just underway in second quarter action. Central A&M with an 8-0 lead. They're going to toss the ball out here to Brody Barnes. Barnes is going to be brought down by a host of Redskins. Connor Overby, one of the first ones out there to wrap him up, and he got help there from Jake Johnson back at the, what are they going to call that, the 24?
It's just inside the 25.
Give him a gain of a couple, make a third and about eight, and just inside the 24-yard line. Back to pass is Damery. Damery's pass is caught by Caleb Woods, and Woods gets down close to the 5-yard line. It'll be a first and goal for CAM following that reception.
First and goal, Raiders from the 6.
So they're going to spot it on the 6 and call it first and goal. It's going to be a keeper by Damery, and Damery's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage, I don't think. Well, maybe he will. We'll give him a gain. He'll spot that just about at the 6. So we'll call it second and goal from the 6-yard line. Good defense there by the Redskins up front.
No gain on a play.
It's Tanner Willard in on the tackle, as well as Wyatt Dooley. Second and goal from the 6. Two wide receivers to the right side. Damery takes the pass from the center. He tries to head over right behind the pole. Wow, that referee tossed that one 15 yards to indicate the penalty on the play. Whitehat's got quite an arm there.
He does. We've got a Central A&M player who's down.
Caleb Woods is going to be called for a holding call. And Nokomis will take that penalty. So it'll remain second and goal. But they're going to move them.
On the offense, number 12, 10-yard penalty.
Where are they moving it back to? The 15? About the 15-yard line there.
Yeah, about the 15. It's on the 5, so yeah.
10-yard penalty takes it to the left hash mark. Over on the left side, we've got an injured player down, so there'll be a timeout on the field. 9:52 to go till halftime. 8-0 is the Central A&M lead. They're knock, knock, knocking on the door. Second and goal from the Nokomis 15 when we come back on WSMI. Jennifer Graham doing our duties back at the studio. She's moving those dials this way, that way, keeping us sounding as good as possible. We appreciate all that she does for us. This is her second game of the afternoon evening. Following the timeout for the injury, and we do want to report that the injured player, Drew Damery, did get up and walk off on his own steam. James Parody now will step in and be the quarterback. He's all by his lonesome. Now he calls for Brody Barnes to come over, and Barnes is behind him, and Barnes will take the handoff. Nope, it'll be a keeper by Parody. Had me fooled. Also had the defender, Tanner Wooler, Woolard had a good tackle, but the guy didn't have the ball.
Parody
takes it down inside the 10. Where will they mark that? About the 7?
Satterley on the stop for the Redskins.
Boy, and I tell you what, Parody got up from that play really limping. Central A&M, their number 2 quarterback in the game, he limped away from that tackle.
So from the Nokomis 7, it'll be a third, and Parody's going to call his own number. And he's going to be upended there. An outstanding defensive play by Cooper Bertolino. Bertolino, a 6-foot, 200-pound senior. He just submarined through and took Parody's pegs out from under him. Back at the 7-yard line, it's fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal from the 8.
Will Thompson bringing a play in, it looks like. Or no, they got a block now. They got the extra point, or they got the PAT block. Looks like they're going to attempt
a field goal. Well, their kicker is Jarrett Robertson. He's the left tackle. It will be out of the hold of Cody Sloan. Now we're going to have a timeout on the field. I don't think Central A&M liked exactly the way things were set up, so they call yet another timeout. This comes with 8:13 to go until halftime. The Raiders have an 8-0 lead. Will they go for 3? Will they go for more? We'll have to wait and see after these messages on WSMI. Now here's an oddity. The halfback turned quarterback now turns long snapper as he'll snap the ball back to Sloan. A little trickery here as he'll toss the ball up. And a flag is going to be thrown over here on the knee side. Now the referee is going to wave the flag off, but they're going to say that the extra point, the holder had his knee down. So therefore, the field goal or fake field goal was negated because the holder's knee was down. So Nokomis will get the ball on their own 10-yard line. Seen a little bit of everything today, Dan.
There is some flexibility that where he can catch that, but he's got to come up off that knee before he can make that pitch. And did not. Stayed down on the knee when he made it. So
yeah, the official over here on the near side threw a flag at first. Then he waved that off. He meant it wasn't a flag. Yeah. The guy was just down. And so the attempted field goal was never attempted. And now the Redskins get the ball. They'll try to go right up the chute here on first down from their own 10. I don't believe they got a whole lot of yardage there. What will they move it out to? Maybe they're going to do better than I thought.
Still on the carry.
Ball was on the 15, right?
First one on the stop. No gain on the play.
That's where the knee went down. And they get the ball back out to about 16. So it'll be a second and 9 for the Redskins. Trailing here 8-0 with 7:30 to go till halftime. They'll give the ball to the second man through. And he'll get up over the 30 to about the 31. Is that Watson on the carry there?
I believe it was Hilligan.
Hilligan. All right, Watson was faked to this side. Hill went that way, a little cross-buck action. They get the ball out to about the 21-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third and about 3. For the Redskins. They need a first down here, if not to go down for a score, at least to flip the field a little bit.
Nice run by Hill. That kind of opens up the playbook a little bit for the Redskins, where they get some options now.
Now they'll go back to the I formation and give it to the tailback, and the good surge forward there out over the 25. Not sure if he got to the first down or not. Yes, they're going to say he is across the 25. Needed 3, picked up 4, first and 10 Redskins. A much-needed first down.
Let's give those big boys up front some credit. We got senior Caden Cook, senior Wyatt Dooley, senior Tanner Willard, junior Mason Morris, and sophomore Lucas Stinson getting those tough yards.
The big boys grounding it out up front. For the Redskins there. Once again, they'll go to that cross-bucks action, and this time they'll be slowed up at the line of scrimmage. And, man, when you free those linebackers up, here they come, and they come quickly as Parody was leading the surge there for no gain on the play. We'll mark it at the 25, call it second and 10.
Second down and 10.
Got a big old light pole right in front of me. You're going to have to give me some help over there, Dan.
I got you. I got a good view. They went to that well, and they just kept going. And Central A&M finally said, you know what, we're not going to fall for that one more time.
Landon Engelman is in the tailback position. He's going to get a pitch and try to turn the corner, and he's going to be brought down at about the 27. Oh, a little extra activity there. Nice stop on the play by Ethan Sunderland, and he decided he wanted to do a little pushing and shoving, or as we would say, a little bullying, if you don't mind.
Yeah, there's been a couple times like that I've noticed that some Central A&M boys get up and just a little bit of a nudge here, a little bit of a helping them back to the huddle, if you will. And I think there's only enough time when Nicole's going to be fed up with that.
Third and 9 from the 26 for the Redskins. Now Overby is up under center. One back in the backfield, send the guy in motion. Now he'll come over here and set on the far side. Matthew Hill, a wide receiver out here. Timeout, Nokomis. 5:04 to go till halftime. 8-0. Central A&M with the lead. We'll be back with a Nokomis third down play after these messages on WSMI. Third and 9 as we return to action. A little toss. Now it's fumbled, and then Engelman gets it. Engelman makes the pass, and then coming to the ground as he made the catch was Isaac Satterley. And then just for good measure, a Central A&M guy pushes him while he's down, But, Dan, I don't like that when they push you on the helmet.
No, you know, that's something you don't need to make contact with. It wasn't necessary. He was down. He was just trying to get back up. And I get you're a little bit frustrated because you thought you got him for a loss in the backfield, and then they complete a pass, but there's no call for that.
Well, yeah, I think he's been watching a little bit too much NFL.
Sure.
It is high school football, IHSA Class 1A. First round action, Central A&M with an 8-0 lead over Nokomis. Nokomis on a high snap. We're going to call a procedure call against the Redskins. That'll move the ball back to the 26th, make it 4th and 11. And that was a good snap back to the punter, Dan, and you're not always going to get those.
No, especially with the condition of the field. So, gosh, you hate to waste one of those good long snaps.
So once again, it'll be fourth down. Once again, it'll be Engelman back to punt. And once again, it'll be Parody back at his own 45. Snap is back. It's good. Good spiraling kick. Lands on the 45. Scoots out of bounds right at the 50-yard line. About as good as you could ask for from that position on the field with this condition of the field. So Central A&M will take over. Well, they're actually going to mark the ball on the Nokomis 48. It'll be first and 10 for Central A&M. They'll send two wide receivers over here to this side. Caleb Woods is one of them. Dalton Nichols is another. It's going to be a handoff to Will Thompson. Thompson's going to spin out of one tackle, get down inside the 45, where he's finally going to be brought down. And coming up with a tackle was Cooper Bertolino, and he was shoved afterwards, and he's up looking, why did you hit me after the play was over?
And again, it's getting a little chippy down there. It's playoff football, and I get the emotion of it, but
my problem is, if you are a championship team, a winning team, you should be a disciplined team, and that should not be part of the action. Handoff going to be once again to Will Thompson. Thompson's going to dance his way down inside the 45 to about the 40. They're going to mark it the 42, 43. Let's mark it 42. We'll give him a gain of 3, make it 3rd and about 4.
A little bit different formation we're seeing out of A&M here. Kind of a diamond shape in the backfield with Damery in the shotgun. He's flanked by two running backs with a pistol behind him.
He's got a back on each side, a back behind him. He'll hand it off to Parody, and Parody is wrapped up by big Tanner Wooler. 5'9", 220-pound senior. I mean, he come in, wrapped his big arms around him, and brought him down for a loss all the way back to the 46.
Tell you what, James Parody, he's got to be getting a little frustrated. That's 4 carries on the day, 3 of them for a loss. So I think it's fair to say that after watching game film, Nokomis was very aware of where James Parody was going to be and make sure he didn't get loose.
Now, Mr. Woolard was definitely aware of where he was going to be, and he was going to go get him. Now it's going to be 4th and 8, 2 wide receivers left, 2 wide receivers right, and now Nokomis will take the timeout because this is a stop they really want made. With 1:57 to go till halftime, they trail 8-0. They'd like to get the ball back. Will they get it? We shall see. But first, these messages on WSMI. It's trips left, single receiver right, and now the offensive player become the defensive player. That pass was underthrown, but Caleb Woods didn't want to take any chances as he brought the defender down. The incomplete pass will give the Redskins the ball first and 10 on their own 46. Now, I don't mind that play, Dan.
No, not at all.
You've got to make sure that guy doesn't go anywhere if he makes the interception.
You got to know. That's a great receiver always knows when he turns into a defender, and that was just the case here. Woods just turned defender and made sure that it wasn't intercepted.
So now the Redskins, they're decked out in their black over black with their red numerals with the white trim. They're heading from east to west, are into about a 12-14-hour breeze. Connor Overby is going to go back. Oh, that offensive line gave him all sorts of time. He dumps it off to Isaac Satterley. Satterley got a great block there by Matthew Hill. Now there's going to be late flags thrown as he goes out of bounds on about the 42-yard line. And I think they'll back up what should have been an outstanding play for the Redskins.
Yeah, and it's, boy, and I tell you what, aggressiveness, and Cooper Ferlino came back and really made a good block that just got his head in a bad position, and he's going to get called for a block in the back.
Ferlino, yes, he, that's an iffy call.
It was. It was really marginal, but two flags came in. They had a really good view of it, but credit Bertolino for being aggressive and coming back and really trying to make a good block. Just got there just a hair late, and his helmet got in a bad position.
Now, the good thing about it is it occurred downfield so much that the down is going to remain first down, but when they mark the penalty off, the ball is going to be set on the 48, so it will now be first and 8. So despite the penalty, the Redskins picked up 2 yards, but, oh, it could have been so much better.
So much.
Mason Morris, I'll tell you what, he was running to the line. He wanted to get this one off. And it goes to Engelman. Engelman gets across midfield. He'll get the ball into Raider territories. They'll spot this one at the 48-yard line of Central A&M. So it'll be a gain of second and four from the Central A&M 48-yard line. Clock running with 54 seconds to go. Engelman is in motion. Overby drops back. Whoa. Could be, and there is going to be a holding call there. I could see that one as Ryan Eisenbarth, the sophomore, over there on the right side, let the guy get by and then tried to grab him with a hand. And you want to protect your quarterback, but that's too obvious when you get outside the shoulders there.
That was Jarrett Robertson from Central A&M, a 5'11", 185-pound senior that got loose and it didn't give him any choice but to grab him because he'd beat him on the line of scrimmage.
Sophomore mistake takes the ball back to the 38-yard line. It'll still be second down, but now it'll be second and, what, about 17, 18?
It's almost double sticks, yeah.
Long pass downfield. It's going to be up and intercepted there. Brody Barnes did a good job of playing center field on that, and he just went over, knifed in front of the receiver, made the interception. So Barnes' interception thwarts the offensive threat of the Redskins, gives the ball back to CAM with 39 seconds to go. They'll have the ball on their own 40-yard line.
And I don't have a problem with the play. You got 40 seconds to go in the half. He threw into a couple of there was pretty well defended. Obviously, it came up with the pick, but I don't like the decision to go ahead and make the pass. You got 40 seconds to go. You haven't scored yet. I appreciate trying to make something happen.
Well, the pass is okay, but I would rather see it go into single coverage. Anytime you get that free safety over there, and this time Damery didn't like what was going on, so he simply throws the ball to the ground for an incomplete pass, and I think Coach Watson's wanting a penalty there because he said that didn't go across the line of scrimmage. The officials over on the far side disagree, so it's falling on deaf ears, as they say, from the 40-yard line. A second and 10 for Central A&M. 34 seconds to go. Two receivers, wide left and wide right. That little bubble screen to Parody. Parody's going to go down the sideline. He'll go out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. And over on this side, the Nokomis coaches are asking for a penalty of a guy who was knocked out of bounds over on the far side. Your argument doesn't hold a lot of water when you're all the way across the field, does it?
No, it really doesn't. But I tell you what, that's a couple of plays in a row now that the same player from Central A&M's kind of gotten a little bit chippy with his hits right at the whistle, maybe a little after.
You're saying he maybe got away with something? Now we're going to have a penalty against Central A&M. It'll be a procedure call, so that will move the ball back to their own 41. It'll still be third down, but now it's going to be third and about 9.5. We'll call it third and 9 from the 41. 29 seconds to go. It's been a long final minute of the first half, that's for sure. Central A&M will send three receivers over here as the man goes in motion. Now he'll turn back. They'll go to the single coverage, and it's going to be way overthrown. Back there on defense was Nolan Ernst. And I'll tell you what, That little 5'5", 140-pound senior, he's pretty good at coverage out there one-on-one.
He really was. Now, how about this sophomore quarterback, Drew Dameron? He just put the ball 45 yards in the air off his back foot. And so when we look at the next couple of years, Central A&M football, you know, they may be looking at turning Drew Dameron loose a little bit.
So it should be punt formation. Will it be a fake punt or not? They are going to send back Engelman. Let's see if they'll actually punt it. Yes, they will. Oh, good spiraling kick. Engelman fumbles it. Now he has to run back, and he is down on the ground with the ball, and the defender went head first into his back as he was on the ground. I'm sorry, Dan. I don't want that happening to anybody. But if that happened to my grandson, I'd be on the field.
Yeah, no, and Coach Watson was inside the hash marks. I tell you what,
they're letting it get away.
They are. They're letting it get away. And coming into halftime here, hopefully these officials will. I'm sure Coach Watson is going to want to talk to them leaving the field, that hopefully there's some control will be taken before somebody gets hurt in this game.
When a guy is out prone on the ground with the ball underneath him, the ball is dead. And he's, you know, even in hockey, you can't hit a defenseless guy.
If this is a college football game, he's ejected.
Yes.
That's a targeted helmet-led play. He's ejected from this game.
So now the Redskins, they're simply going to do a quarterback sneak, and it's going to be an opening over here on the far side for Connor Overby. Overby is finally going to be taken out of bounds all the way out here at the 45-yard line. Problem is, it's a first down. I don't know if the coaching staff realizes they're going to wind the clock when they move the chains. And as they do at the 44-yard line, it'll bring the first half to an end. After two quarters of play here at Nokomis High School, it is Mawikwa Central A&M 8, Nokomis nothing. Back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. Jennifer Graham, we thank you for all of the hard work and reports back from WSMI Studios. We're ready to get the second half underway. Really enjoyed the discussion I had with my grandson, Brant Alexander Boker. You can tell generation by generation the Bokers get more intelligent as they go.
You said that, not me.
Okay. Redskins going to take the ball down on the 20-yard line, run it out to about the 42-yard line. And that was Engelman with an outstanding run back there of about 20-25 yards. He'll take it out to the 40-yard line, and from there the Redskins will start.
Had a nice tackle on that kickoff. That was Gabe Delamendo, 5'8", 220-pound sophomore, making a heck of a play.
So from their own 40, it'll be a first and 10 for the Redskins. They find themselves trailing here 8-0 in a very well-played first half of football. They'll put a man in motion, give the ball off on the jet sweep as the handoff goes to Jake Johnson. Johnson turns the corner, and he's going to be upended there. Whoa, we got a little slow getting up after the tackle. That was Hayden Sams over there, I believe, who made the first contact, and he may have taken the worst of that one.
Tackled by Thompson.
It was really a great low open field tackle, but, yeah, you're right. He's going to take a break and hit off the field for a minute, walk that one off.
Going to be little or no gain, so we're going to call that a second and 10 from the 40 for the Redskins. They'll once again put the man in motion. It'll be a toss sweep, and it's going to be a procedure call against the Redskins. They're going to say there was movement on the line. So that'll back it up to the 35. It'll make it second and 15. And, Dan, those are the kind of things when you're playing a team like Central A&M, you cannot give up that kind of yardage.
Well, especially when in the situation where there's no next week.
Yeah.
There's no next week, and every play counts, and every positive play counts. And, boy, the negative ones, they add up. They add up for the worse.
Nolan Ernst comes into the ballgame. He'll go out as a wide receiver over on the far side. He's split out to the right, double wing formation, in motion. They're going to roll out, got a receiver deep. That's Engelman. If he can catch it, he does. He had to turn around, run backwards as he made the catch. He's going to be brought down by James Parody, but what an acrobatic catch by Mr. Engelman. And I have to say, Dan, he's back at 100%.
Yeah, really is. And like I said, you know, fresh legs. He's not been playing. He's just been sitting on the sideline getting more and more hungry. And I, you know, there's been a couple of plays here tonight where he was the fastest kid in that play, and there was an example of it.
From the A&M 28-yard line, it'll be first and 10 Redskins. They'll go that double wing. They'll go in motion again. They'll give the ball off this time. I believe that's Watson who's going to get the carry. And Watson's going to get some tough yards down to about the 26, 27. They're going to give him a gain of one to the 27. I'll tell you what, Central A&M had that middle plugged up.
Yeah, that's kind of been the case all night, you know, between the slick ground and that, you know, big old number 56 in there, Lane Whitney, 5'11", 255-pound senior on the nose guard. They're plugging that center up.
He's a little off center, and if you run to his side, you're not going to go very far. Oh, intended pass for Cooper Bertolino, and I'm not sure I would have thrown that. There was traffic there. Fortunately, it went between the defenders and is incomplete.
That's number 12. Is that Caleb Woods? Yeah, Caleb Woods for Central A&M.
Dr. Durer, would you please come?
It kind of shocked him a little bit. That was there quick, but, boy, he about had that one.
So from the 27, it'll now bring up a third and nine, 9:44 to go, third quarter. A&M with the only score of the game came back in the first quarter. They lead 8-0. Under center is the quarterback, Overby. He rolls out, tosses it out in the flat to Cooper Bertolino. Bertolino is going to come up short of the first down. He'll be down at about the 20, maybe about the 22-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of five, but that's going to bring up a fourth and four. You know the Redskins are going for it.
Oh, absolutely. They've got nothing to lose here, especially with such a short field inside the 25-yard line. They're going to take that chance every time.
From the 22-yard line, fourth and four. Single receiver wide out here is Bertolino. He's got single coverage, and once again, there's going to be a flag thrown. It's going to be a timeout called. No penalty. Timeout called by the Redskins. 9:03 to go, third quarter. Big play coming up for Nokomis, as it will be fourth and four from the A&M 22-yard line when we come back on WSMI. 4th and 4 for the Redskins, and I'm not sure whether they got the first down or not, upending the running back
Hill on the carry.
At the 18-yard line. Now they're going to back it up. I don't like the spot that they've given them. They're going to look and maybe bring the chains out. No. Yes, they will bring the chains out. I thought that was... Shall we say not the most favorable spot?
No, I don't think so. And I think the down marker just moved back out of the way knowing they were going to go and measure.
Official timeout for a measurement.
And then boy, it got quiet in here all of a sudden, didn't it, Coach?
Yes, at the 18-yard line, as we said, this is a big play. This is a big measurement. As they stretch the chains, it's going to come up. Just short. Inches. By inches. And they say football is a game of inches. But the Redskins going to give it up on downs. It was a good drive to start the third quarter, but did not come to fruition. And so at the 8:57 mark, Central A&M will take over on downs from their own 18-yard line. Ouch.
Yeah, that was really, and it was. It was from up here when they stretched it. We're on a bad angle. I thought he had it, and boy, it was just short.
Perhaps we were looking through rose-colored glasses.
Right.
In any event, second back coming through, going to get the ball and turn the corner and get over the 20 out to about the 22. Coming up with a big stop there was Jake Johnson. They're going to give him forward progress all the way out to the 24, so they'll give him a gain of 6. That'll bring up a second and 4. That was Brody Barnes on the carry.
You know, I tell you what, this is one inspired defense. Maybe all that happened at the end of the first half has got them fired up because they brought the party to that tackle.
Now the quarterback's going to keep it. There was a hole there, and man, did it close up. Big number 55, Caden Cook, took him to the ground. The end of the tackle occurred after the whistle. but he was in the process and there wasn't anything else that he could do. Now the officials trying to...
Boy, I tell you what, he is holding his helmet. He got up holding his helmet.
They marked that ball at the 25 for a gain on the play, third and three. There is no way he ever got back to the line of scrimmage.
No, he did not.
I'm not watching the same game, or I need to get a new set of eyes, I guess. In any event, it's going to bring up a third and three, clock running, 7:40 to go, third quarter. 8-0, and we're going to have a timeout on the field. The Nokomis defense has not only risen to the occasion, but I think they have Central A&M a little discombobulated.
Yeah, I agree. And I tell you what, Drew Dammer got up the quarterback after that tackle, and he was holding his head and kind of shaking his head. And I'm not sure.
Parody might have been the one who should have gone in the quarterback the next play.
I'm not sure he should have been out getting checked out.
Yes.
With everything, with the climate of football and where it is with head injuries.
Well, as we look on the day-to-day happenings today, Bismarck Henning 35-6 over North Mac, Carlinville over DuCoin 40-26, Benton over Southwestern 42-0, Greenfield defeated Salt Fork 30-6, Monticello defeated Greenville 42-7, Monroe Forsyth over Westville 33-15. Vandalia Chester never got a final score on that one. Maybe we'll get one to you momentarily. Carrollton with a 47-7 victory over Shelbyville. Following the timeout, third and three for the Raiders. Going to be a swing pass out here to Parody. He's got a couple blockers in the open. He gets out over the 35 before he's finally brought down out there by the Redskins' Jake Johnson. It's going to be enough for a Raider first down. From their own 36, after a gain of 11, it'll be a first and 10. That's the sign of a championship team when you can come back. They'll go to the opposite side with the same play. Parody this time, he's going to be upended and then rolled over by Isaac Satterley. It looked like Parody may have had a little bit of shove to the midsection. Some of the coaching staff in Nokomis didn't like that. They'll spot it at the 42 for a gain of 6, bringing up a second and a long 4.
Well, you know what? When the bully gets bullied, I don't think they ever like it, and I think that's what's going on. Nokomis coming up and putting some good, clean hits on him.
Oh, good, clean hit right at the line of scrimmage.
That's football.
Bringing him down for little or no. Boy, this, you're talking about back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Speaking of 70s, number 74, Tanner Woolard, one of the ones in there. We found out Vandalia was victorious today. What was that score on Vandalia? 24-0? And they will move on to play St. Teresa next week. Third down again, coming up with a third and 4 from the 43-yard line. Nokomis fans, you can hear them. They're getting fired up. Nokomis defense wanting to make a stand right here. Quarterback gives the ball off, and it's going to be a short gain for Brody Barnes. He'll lose his footing as he gets close to the 45. I'm going to call it the 44 with a gain of 1. Going to bring up a 4th and 2. What do you do here, Coach?
Well, I don't know. They had a lot of confusion about what they're going to do, and it was a little bit of an unusual format. They barely got the playoff. So Central A&M a little rattled here by the Redskins.
Well, I think right now the coach over there is trying to holler instructions. There's 3 wide receivers over to the near side. Cody Sloan is one of them. Also over there is James Parody. It's going to be a reach out. Now they're going to try. Oh, they had him in the backfield.
They got him
in the backfield. He spun away from the first guy. He spun away from the second guy. But they slowed him up enough that there was a team meeting. And now there's going to be a penalty flag thrown. But that penalty should come after the play. And the downs should be counted. It should be first down to Comas.
Play is over. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 59 flags. It'll be Nokomis ball.
Caden Cook going to be called for a personal foul, and he's being pushed away and then encouraged by a teammate, Bertolino, there with a good gesture saying, get your head back in the game. Don't worry about it. We've got the ball. Yes, you cost us some yardage, but we've got the ball. Defense did their job. Offense, time to take over. The penalty will mark the ball all the way back to the Nokomis 40, about the 43-yard line from their own 43. It'll be first and 10 with 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. This is another thing we were talking about, championship players or teams, and you've got to have that discipline, Dan. You can't be giving up free yardage on personal fouls.
Yeah, we had some real confusion here. Central A&M lined up over the ball on offense. They were under the assumption that with the penalty, they were going to get the ball.
It's worth a try.
It's worth a try. You know what? Maybe no one's paying attention. Yeah. Well, except every single person on the Nokomis side of the field.
I can remember refereeing basketball. I had that one time, and I just started laughing. The young kid thought he was going to get away with it. And I thought, oh, no.
Nope.
Been too much water under this bridge. Can't fool me.
We're in a situation where things are a little tense anyway in the stadium right now. So, you know, the team on the wrong side is lining up over the ball. That was highly offensive.
Nokomis crowd coming to life. First and 10 from their own 43. Oh, what a hard diving play for the Redskins. As that time it was the fullback, Watson, taking the ball all the way out to the 50-yard line. Should have been a 2-yard gain. He picked up 6 or 7.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Coach's son, Jake Watson, has been a little quiet tonight on the offensive side of the ball, and you could tell he was hungry to get that one, and, boy, he flew there like a shot.
So that'll bring up a second down and about 3 or 4. Oh, bobbled the snap, and he's going to be brought down, slung down to the ground. You know, there's another one. They didn't like the fact that he spun him around and brought him down, but that's part of football tackle.
Oh, that's right. And that was kind of that was brought on by Overby. Overby drops the ball. He just did everything he could to get his hands on him. He's going to tackle him.
Lane Whitney was the one who made the tackle. And that's just a good, not only a good play in football, but an outstanding in wrestling.
Right. And let's not forget, we're playing high school football. And that was a good play. I know tensions are high, but that was a good football play.
From the 50-yard line, 3rd and 3, approaching the 4-minute mark of the third quarter, giving it off to Engelman. Engelman slicing off the right side. He's going to come up. I believe it's going to be just a little short unless he gets a good spot. He's just about there, but I don't believe they're going to give him a good spot.
I tell you what, Coach, I am right on it. I am right on this line. I think he's got it.
They give him a first down. Yes, indeed. You know what the difference between you and me? Your eyes are about 20 years younger than mine, and you can see those things.
And I am. Well, I'm literally sitting on the 46-and-a-half yard line, and that's where that ball's sitting. So I had the advantage of just a perfect view of it.
So from the A&M 46, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Redskins over on the left hash mark. Oh, they're going to bring that wing back around and run that jet sweep. Going to be good for a couple of yards down to about the 43. Let's give him 3, call it 2nd and 7.
Hill on a carry.
Matthew Hill coming around. And like I said, that little end around. Let the viewers home know what we're looking at, they run an offense with two wings on each side, and they'll bring those guys in motion flat. They'll bring them around the side and then create a lot of misdirection with it, and that's what they're doing now.
This time they'll go straight up the middle to Watson, and Watson's going to get some yards down to about the 40-yard line. So he's going to pick up about 3, and that's going to bring up a 3rd, long 4, short 5. We'll call it 3rd and 5. As they'll mark the ball on the 41-yard line.
You know, and when you think about that prototypical fullback, you know, it's a big bulldog kind of football player. You know, we got Jake Watson at 5'5", 160 pounds. Does not fit stature-wise, but, boy, intensity-wise, he runs that ball in there hard.
A big 3rd and 5. Engelman has come over to the sideline for the play. They'll go with the wingback counter and bring it around to the near side. Nice tackle over there by Caleb Woods, but an outstanding run there by Matthew Hill, as Hill gets the ball down inside the 35-yard line. From the 35, it'll be a pickup of 6 when they needed 5. 1st and 10, Redskins.
In a game where momentum is such an important part of it, you can really feel this swelling of momentum on the red and black side of the field. And it's the Nokomis red and black side, not the Central A&M red and black side.
Ernst is going to be the man out wide. Oh, trying to run over somebody was Jake Johnson. And I tell you what, the defender did a good job of getting down low and staying low. That was a good football hit all around. Will Thompson comes up with a stop at about the 33-yard line. So we give him a gain of a couple. Let's call it second and eight. You like that good old hard-nosed football.
I do. And what I like the best about that play in a real tense game is Jake Johnson got up and gave him a smack on the helmet and said, hey, great tackle, great tackle. That's the kind of thing that's going to get this game back under control.
Big split over on the right side. And they're going to go toss sweep this time, trying to get the ball out and turn the corner. And the Raiders going to come up good on the stop over on the far side. They won't let him get that corner turned, and they'll bring him down at about the 32-yard line. So going to be a short gain. Going to bring up a third and still about seven. I like the way that A&M strings things out and doesn't let you get that corner turned.
Yeah, their perimeter defense, their cornerbacks tackle well. They run very well from the defensive end position, and their linebackers are like heat-seeking missiles. So, yeah, definitely built to give an offense like Nokomis trouble. And with 0 points on the board, they've done just that.
Down to the final minute of the third quarter, third and seven. Overby looking for a receiver. Can't find one, so he just tries to run himself, and he's going to be brought down there by Ethan Sunderland, the big 6'3", 225-pound senior. That's going to bring up a fourth and eight as a loss on the play. Takes the ball back to about the 33, 34-yard line. Another big play for the Redskins. They'll not run the play in the third quarter as they'll let the third quarter clock run out. After three quarters of play here at Nokomis High School, it is Mawiqua Central A&M 8, Nokomis nothing. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way on WSMI. Dan Newkirk, first quarter, outstanding. Second quarter, outstanding. Third quarter, outstanding.
Yeah, we're on the trifecta for sure. This
expect
is a heck of a game.
Nothing less here. Overby throws that one to Engelman. Engelman makes a nice catch. Looking back over the shoulder, gets the ball down inside the 30.
Redskins are short.
Not going to get the first down, so the Redskins going to give the ball over on downs as Central A&M defense holds once again.
Yeah, really good job. Overby, obviously, on fourth down, wanted to go down the field a little bit and just did not have an opportunity. It was very good coverage by the Raiders on that play. And he had to go to his check down, which Landon Engelman's a nice check down because, you know, even though you're not throwing to the first down yardage, he's an explosive enough player and shifty enough player to maybe make a move and get a first down. But he caught the ball right on the edge of the field, and his momentum carried him out of bounds.
And you might add the Raiders were in hot pursuit as well.
Yeah.
It was a good play, but it just was not successful enough to get the first down. Now, trying to go off tackle on the left side. And coming up with a huge tackle there is number 36, Craig Bertolino, 5'10", 190-pound junior. You talk about getting down and getting good form tackling. This is what championship teams are made of.
Well, and this the Nokomis defense has obviously taken this game on their shoulders and said eight's all they're going to get. And they're in there fighting tooth and nail to make sure they try to make sure that happens.
Got a receiver going deep, now kicking out to the outside. Nice pass, nice catch there, as that was number six for Central A&M, Dalton Nichols. Haven't called his number a lot, but he sure made a nice catch there. The defender was giving him a cushion. He took advantage of it and gets a first and 10 for the Raiders all the way out to the 47-yard line.
12-yard gain, first down and 10 from the 47.
And who was that reception to again?
That was Dalton Nichols.
Dalton Nichols. Okay, a name we haven't called a lot.
No, he was out there by his lonesome and did a good job. This time they'll run the bubble screen to him, and he's going to go back inside after making the catch, and he'll get the ball into Nokomis territory down to the Nokomis 48-yard line, pick up a five, going to bring up a second and five. So the silent guy has all of a sudden become very well spoken here on the last two plays. I like that bubble screen. Send that guy out to set the pick and then roll inside of him. Now they'll go back to the ground and up the middle, and the Redskins are there for it. One of the first ones there was Craig Bertolino. Got him by the waist, started pulling him back, got some help from his friends, and Tanner Woolard once again coming up off that pile as he's been there most nights. Now Woolard is slow getting up, and he's saying, hey, I need some help, so they'll send the trainer out. While they send the trainer out, we'll have a timeout on the field. 10:05 to go, fourth quarter. Central A&M, 8. Nokomis, nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. I don't know about you, Dan Newkirk, but I sure appreciate Jennifer Graham being on her toes on those dials for us this evening. We're right back to action. Fortunately, it looked like it was just a cramp issue. Now the quarterback, this time it was number 5, James Parody. He runs in the backfield as a quarterback, as a running back. This time he runs for a first down, taking the ball down to the 41.
Taking down very hard on that play, but as you said, not before he gets the tough yards for the first down.
Actually, they'll spot it at about the 42. Right now it's a first and 10, but equally as important for Central A&M, they've got that clock running down to 9.5 minutes we go. From the pistol, they'll send the man in motion. Fake the handoff to him, give the handoff to the back up the middle, Brody Barnes. I like this Brody Barnes. Now a flag comes in late on the play as Barnes is brought down on about the 34.
And I'm afraid this is going to be the angle that came in. That almost looks like it's going to be well, he's talking to an A&M guy. I was afraid it was going to be a face mask against Nokomis.
I think it is.
Helmet contact on the defense.
So it's illegal helmet contact on Nokomis, a play that I'll have to say that's not the first time we've seen it tonight.
No, it's not.
But it is called against the Redskins. The A&M running back, he was complaining to the official, and the official says, I'm in charge, I've got it taken care of, you go play. From the 19 now, it'll be a first and 10 as they'll spot the ball just inside the 20-yard line. A first and 10, and Parody's going to keep it himself as Parody tries. Whoa, a little late swing there. Some extracurricular activity between a couple of linemen. You know as well as I do, linemen will be linemen.
Yes, they will. And these guys have been tangling with each other all night. And
looks like they're going to move this down to the 17, so that's going to bring up a second and 8. With that clock running down to the 8:40 mark, this is a time in which the Nokomis defense really needs to hold. This is a time in which Central A&M needs a score that might seal the deal. Once again, they'll give it off to the running back, Brody Barnes. As we said, he is one hard running back, 695 yards on the season coming into today. He leads the team in that category, a 6'8", 180-pound junior, and he's going to pick up maybe one to the 16.
And Nakoma's done a great job of keeping in bottle. Right now, according to my stats, Brody Barnes has 8 carries for 8 yards. So they've done a good job against him. But, boy, right now it's those critical 1- and 2-yard plays that are just eating up this clock.
Going inside 8 minutes.
So all of a sudden become one of Nokomis' biggest opponents in the game.
Now nobody in the backfield but the quarterback. And a timeout called as coach says, that's not what I wanted done. With 7:51 showing on the fourth quarter clock, 8-0, C-A-M with the lead over Nokomis. Central A&M, 8, Nokomis, nothing. Timeout on the field. We'll be back after this one message on WSMI. Dan Newkirk, if I were to tell you that two teams were going to get together in week 10, one team had defeated the other one 45-14 back in week 2, you would expect a blowout, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think I'd expect 8-0. I'm telling you that. What a heck of a ball game we've had the privilege of watching.
The Redskins have vastly improved, and now it's going to be that halfback pass. So the receiver wide open makes the catch in the end zone for the touchdown.
Touchdown, Raiders.
Who's that, number 12 made the catch over there?
Yeah, Caleb Woods.
Caleb Woods
catching the ball that was thrown in by Dalton Nichols. Dalton Nichols all of a sudden becoming quite a factor in this game with a couple of big catches. Now he throws the ball for a touchdown. We didn't call his name for 3 quarters, and all of a sudden he's the star of the game.
Dalton Nichols tossed that one on the halfback pass, and the catch was made by?
By Caleb Woods.
Caleb Woods.
16-yard touchdown reception.
Good for 16 yards and the touchdown. This comes in the fourth quarter with 7:43 to go in the quarter. Central A&M with their second score of the game. This one might seal the deal. There is still time, but I'll tell you what, against this C&M, this A&M defense, I'm not sure you can get two scores. 8 plays on the drive for the Raiders. Started on their own 27, so that'll be 73 yards. And the Raiders have taken a 14-0 lead with the point after attempt coming up. Will they go for two again? Up by 14, it would appear they are going for two.
Raiders will go for two
once again. Parity in the backfield. He's going to run it. Nope, he's going to pass it. It's going to be incomplete. Point after attempt is no good. So with 7:37 to go here in the fourth quarter, the C&M lead has swelled to 14-0. A&M kickoff coming up after these messages on WSMI. This Hines Furniture scoring drive recap shows the Central A&M Raiders at the 7:43 mark of the fourth quarter cashing in on an 8-play, 73-yard drive. Dalton Nichols to Caleb Woods for the 16-yard touchdown pass. Point after attempt is no good. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture in Carlinville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HinesFurniture.com. The kickoff comes down to the Redskins, and down the sideline they go, getting a block and then another block, cutting down the sideline, continuing to run, refusing to stop. That was Matthew Hill, who took it on about his own 20-yard line and gets down to...
down inside the 20.
Was that Engelman?
Yeah, it was Engelman. I tell you what, how about Engelman out in front block three guys three different times to really spring Hill down at the end of that run? It was looking like we're on the 35-40-yard line. The kickoff team was going to get him. And all of a sudden, Engelman shows up and just starts blocking everybody he can find. Hill finds himself, we're
down 15-yard line.
Yeah.
15-yard line, trailing 14-0. Redskins have time, but they need to move the ball. They'll give the ball off to Matthew Hill, and Hill's not going to get much there as he's going to be wrapped up. One of the first ones coming up is that Cody Sloan in there. Going to be a gain of a couple as they're going to mark the ball down on about the 13. We'll call it second and 8 from the Raiders' 13-yard line.
Whitney and Robertson.
6:54. Clock is running. Overby up under center. He's going to hand the ball off to Hill. Hill bounces off the inside tackler, then gets to the outside, down to what, about the 10-yard line?
Yeah, looks like it.
Engelman on the carry.
Going to bring up about a 3rd and 6. Engelman with the carry there.
Yeah, Landon Engelman gave it to the second back, which was Engelman.
Okay.
It looked like almost maybe a tackle for loss, but he was running downhill the whole time. So, you know, I think they're starting to kind of wear on a little bit. Quarter and a half ago, those were tackles for loss. Now they're picking up 2-3 yards on them.
Now it's a 3rd and 6 with the ball on the 11-yard line. We're approaching the halfway mark of quarter number 4. 14-0 is the A&M lead.
Timeout, Nokomis.
And Nokomis will take a timeout. Well, that'll give us an opportunity to look over some of the other scores throughout the area today. Carrollton defeated Shelbyville 47-7. Vandalia defeated Chester 24-0. Moroa Forsyth 33, Westville 15. Monticello 42, Greenville 7. Greenfield 30, Salt Fork 6. Benton 42, Southwestern nothing. Carlinville 40, DuCoyne 26, Bismarck Henning 35, North Mac 6. And, of course, yesterday evening it was the Pena Panthers with a 49-19 victory over Arthur. That's the scores from the area teams as we have them at this moment.
Tell you what, Arthur, quite a fall season for such a little school. Getting the playoffs in football, unfortunately catching the Pena Panthers. Won their sectional today in cross country. So
all
for such
around
a little
athletic
school,
program at Arthur, indeed. And so it's going to be it's going to be a handoff to. Is that Engelman?
Back to Landon Engelman on that second man through. Picked up two, it looks like.
Going to bring up a fourth and still about two from just inside the 10-yard line. Marketed about the eight.
Coach Watson dialed up the same play. They're faking to Watson, and then Engelman's coming around from the left wing position, getting the second guy through.
Okay, Coach, if you don't mind, run a play to the left this time because into the right corner, I can't see anything.
Well, I tell you what, they're really setting up. We used to run the same double wing offense. We had a little reverse that came back. We called it an ISO and an inside counter, and, boy, it's set up if they want to run it.
Well, the thing about running to the short side is the fact that you've got.
Boy, what a run.
Should be good for the first down. They're stopping the clock, so Watson it will be carry. First 10 for Watson
for
as he gets first the ball down to about the 3-yard line. It'll be a first and goal for Nokomis.
What is there not to like about Jake Watson? 160-pound fullback first that can goal. Push the line
he's
of scrimmage.
Blocks, and when you give him the ball, he'll carry the load.
And gets what he needs to get. That's exactly what you demand of and need out of that position. And Jake Watson does a nice job of giving it to the Redskins.
5'5", 160-pound senior. This time it's going to be the quarterback, and I tell you what, Overby's not going to get much. They're going to say the ball was down before it was recovered by Central A&M. Jarrett Robertson came up with it, but not until the whistle had been blown. Now a fly flies high, as I believe Central A&M, they may have lost their cool a little bit on that play. Won't be a big penalty way down there, but it'll be a replay of the down unless the penalty comes after the play.
And, boy, that was quite a throw. He launched that thing backwards over his head from the 5-yard line and went 7 yards into the end zone.
We're getting.
We've got a dip. Fourth for the lake on 57 White. First down.
Dead ball, personal or unsportsmanlike on Ethan Sunderland. It was a dead ball count.
It's not an automatic first down.
So it, well, it was third down.
So we've got second on the box.
I'm not at all sure how it can be second down, but we shall see. Well, second and goal from the two. Quarterback keeper. Nope, didn't get in.
Well, in fact, Overby's going to take it. Loss in the play of about 4 yards.
So it's going to bring him out to what, about the 5 or 6? Looks like you're marking around the 6-yard line.
Well, it's a 2, 4th down, and goal.
Third down or fourth down. Okay. The announcer called fourth down, and I thought it was 2.
Third goal from the 5.
Third and goal from the 5, they will call it. 3:45 to go. Redskins going to go to the air.
He's
receiver
got him wide open.
Wide open was Cooper Bertolino. And Cooper Bertolino goes in untouched for the 5-yard touchdown pass. Wow.
Boy, what a great play call. Everything went to the inside. Bertolino from his tight end position just squirts out into the flat, and he was wide open.
Now the question is, was it too little too late? Connor Overby with the toss. Cooper Bertolino with the catch.
Boy, credit the kick return team for the Redskins have given them this great field position when they absolutely need it the most. This is a touchdown that was just a great team effort.
Engelman will attempt the point after. It's up, and it's short as it goes underneath the crossbar. That makes it 14-6. We'll be back with a Redskin kickoff after this message on WSMI. This scoring drive summary brought to you by Hines Furniture in Carlinville. It was a 7-play, 15-yard drive. Connor Overby hooking up with Cooper Bertolino for the 5-yard touchdown pass. Point after attempt is no good, making it 14-6. CAM with the lead. Nokomis with the momentum, but clock down to 3:40. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture in Carlinville, offering cabinets, flooring, mattresses, windows, and much more since 1854. Visit HinesFurniture.com.
Onside kick there by the Redskins. Jamie on the play, Jarrett Robertson, who's had a lot of great plays tonight offensively and defensively, scooped that ball up and covered it.
For the Raiders.
Working on a calf injury, Jake Watson. He has some cramps going on there, but he's not going to let it get him out of the game. He says, nope, just rub it some, and here we go. So now for the Raiders, they lead 14-6. 3:40 to go. They need a couple of first downs, and they can run this out. Jake Parody, he's going to be wrapped up, and he's going to be brought down once again. The big guy, Tanner Woolard, on the stop for little or no gain. They're going to spot it at the 48. We'll call it second and a long nine.
Parody, the ball carrier.
I think they're going to
play second down and 10.
Go to that with this Wildcat or single wing offense with Parody back at running back, or excuse me, a quarterback, and just keep the ball in his hands.
He's got Brody Barnes there behind him, and he's a pretty good one to hold on to the ball. Redskins need a takeaway. They don't need a three and out. They need a takeaway and get this ball back as we're inside 3 minutes. Oh, once again, it is Woolard coming through. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how a big guy at 220 pounds can sneak his way through, but he slivered through that offensive line to make the stop at the 47 for a loss of one. Brings up a third and 10.
Just a great defensive play and stand there by Ward. He had some help also.
That's
Cooper Bertolino coming in and helping clean that up also. But Woolard just kind of put an exclamation point on his great game. But
two showing on that fourth quarter clock. Third down and 10. Do you go to the air and risk stopping the clock? Do you stay on the ground? It's going to be rollout. Got two receivers wide deep.
Oh, making
the catch and then stumbling after making the catch was number six once again, the silent guy through most of the game. Now Dalton Nichols with yet another big catch for the first down.
Ernst on the stop.
Who was it? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Who is that guy?
15-yard gain, first down and 10.
From the Nokomis 38-yard line, first and 10, inside 2 minutes we go. After they move the chains, they start the clock back up. Now they're looking at the time clock. The play clock says you still got 9 seconds before you have to snap it. And right there, Damer is staring at that clock. Now he'll call for the ball. Now he'll give the ball off to Will Thompson. Thompson wants to stay in bounds. He's spinning. He's finally going to be brought down, but the official over there is going to say he was brought down inbounds, down at about the 35, so it's going to be a short gain of about three. We'll call it second and seven, but more importantly, 125 and counting on that clock, and the clock is Nokomis' enemy as much as the Central A&M Raiders.
Absolutely, and just as long, you know, just almost, it's the most helpless feeling in the world because you need it to stop, and you just don't have the ability to do it. You got to have your timeouts that you have left once you do get the ball, but it's a... Boy, it's a struggle. I think I've got Nokomis at one timeout left. Coach, does that sound right with you?
I think you're right there. Once again, coming through the line is Tanner Woolard. The only thing that he could do better, Dan, would be to grab the ball and run it for a touchdown. Outstanding penetration by Woolard.
Yeah, really fantastic play.
Going to be a loss on the play back to the 37-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third and 10, and Nokomis will use one of their timeouts here with 50 seconds to go, and we'll keep it right here. Dan, I tell you what, from week two to week 10, we've seen the renovation of the Nokomis program, and we've seen tonight exactly what this team is made of.
Yeah, just in a short amount of time, you know, credit Coach Watson and his staff just doing a great job of prepping them up. You know, we talked earlier about the return of Landon Engelman and just a shot in the arm that I'm sure that gave them. But the coaching staff just do an outstanding job of getting this Nokomis Redskins team ready for a tough, very tough, battle-proven, playoff-proven team, and Central A&M giving them the fight for their lives.
Well, that's just what I was about to say. Take nothing away from Central A&M. They brought their A game tonight, and we've seen two outstanding teams, one at 7-2, one at 6-3, both deserving of being in round one, and what a show they have put on for us. Parody is going to keep it himself. He's going to try to leap over the pile. He's not going to get that far. Now one of the Nokomis defenders is asking, why was I hit so late? And the young official back there is just ignoring his plea. And so from the 35, now there's going to be a flag thrown. Put up enough. Now we're going to have to pay. From the 35, it was going to be a 4th-and-8. But now with a dead ball penalty, that will inevitably give Central A&M the first down and the ball game. Wyatt Dooley is called for the penalty. And from what I saw, the way he was hit, he had a gripe. But, Dan, you know as well as I do, you got to curb your emotions in times like these.
Yeah, and this has been that backfield judge has been one that Coach Watson and staff's been a little bit nervous about with some of the late hits going. But he's been consistent. He hasn't called it. He keeps encouraging them back in the huddle, keep playing.
Central A&M can now go into victory formation. They can take a knee, and the clock will run out, and our final score will be Mowikwa Central A&M 14, Nokomis 6. What an outstanding football game we have had the opportunity to witness tonight. We'll take a break and come back and recap this exciting IHSA 1A playoff action that you've been listening to on WSMI. As I'm watching the midfield stripe at Nokomis High School, both teams handshakes as they go down the midfield stripe. Kind of reminds you about in Stanley Cup play, when one team is eliminated, the great sportsmanship that is shown here. And as you said many times during the game, it had a tendency to get a little bit chippy from time to time. Emotions ran high. Redskins now going down into the northwest corner of the field, and some of them are throwing their helmets off in disgust. Seniors, of course, their career is over. But I guarantee you, win, lose, or draw, this is the kind of game you want to play on your final game, if that is it, of your career.
Yeah, I think as the emotions settle, I think that the realization is going to come that, I mean, we got Central A&M over on the other side of the field, that when you think 1A football, the Central A&M's, you know, going to come up in that conversation. So when, like I said, when the emotions settle, I hope there's a lot of pride that these Redskins can feel in themselves and just how well they played a very good Central A&M team.
Well, as we look at the brackets in 1A, with the win, Mowikwa Central A&M, they move on. We're anticipating that they will be playing Camp Point Central, who played Villa Grove this afternoon. Regardless of whether they play Camp Point Central or Villa Grove, either way, Mowikwa Central A&M will be at home in round two of the IHSA playoffs. As we look at the scoring, CAM led things off in the first quarter at the 3:22 mark. A two-play, six-yard drive saw Drew Damery hook up with James Parody for the six-yard touchdown pass. And then Damery hooked up with Brady Barnes for the two-point conversion, made it 8-0. That's the way we stayed until the fourth quarter. At the 7:43 mark, CAM came up with another drive and touchdown. This was 8 plays, 73 yards. Dalton Nichols to Caleb Woods for the 16-yard touchdown pass. Point after attempt was no good. Nokomis made a valiant effort with 3:46 to go. A 7-play, 15-yard drive. Connor Overby hooked up with Cooper Bordolino for a 5-yard touchdown pass. Made it 14-6. Point after attempt was no good. And that's our final score, 14-6 on the scoreboard. What about on the stat sheet?
Well, on the stat sheet, what does not show up is just the outstanding job that both defenses did in keeping the other offenses corralled, both very explosive running attacks. But the visiting Central A&M, Will Thompson, on the strength of one 50-yard run, had 66 carries on 8 carries to lead the Raiders in rushing. Quarterback Drew Damery was 10 of 13 passing, pretty efficient for 92 yards. Had the one touchdown pass to Caleb Woods, but James Parody on 4 catches had the most yards with 27 yards. I'm sorry. Our hero Nichols came in and had 39 yards. So for the hometown Nokomis playing their final game of the season here at home, Matthew Hill, 34 yards rushing. Connor Overby from his quarterback position, 25 yards rushing. Jake Watson, 15 gutsy yards on 5 carries from his fullback position. Landon Engelman, just great to see him on the field, 12 yards on 6 carries. Landon Engelman also had 55 yards receiving on 4 catches. Connor Overby, 5 of 7, 60 yards with his 6-yard touchdown pass to Cooper Bertolino.
Well, as we look at it, week 2 saw Central A&M defeat Nokomis 45-14. 8 weeks later, round 1, week 10, it is 14-6. Same decision, Central A&M with the victory. But how far the Nokomis Redskins have come during the course of the year, they should be very proud of that. And, of course, good things to look forward to for the future of both of these programs, which are getting their feet wet and continuing traditions, which are getting better and better each year.
Yes, absolutely, and a lot to build on. Nokomis has got some sophomores and juniors on the field that they are playing that gained a valuable experience here. And again, emotions aside, you know, they came within a couple of whiskers and a couple of plays, really having a chance to tie this game up at the end. And hopefully that's an experience that these young kids are going to take forward. Nokomis is heading back to the playoffs in the future. They've proven that they can get there on a year-to-year basis. And hopefully this experience will pay off for these young Redskins.
That's Dan Newkirk. I want to thank you for all of your color commentary throughout the season. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to do it again sometime. Also want to thank my grandson, Brant Boker, as we had an opportunity to hear from the lineman's point of view. And, of course, he is a member of the undefeated 10-0 Paina Panthers. They will be playing Maroa Foresight next week in Week 11, and it will be a Saturday afternoon game at Brummett Field in Paina. But down the road here on Route 16, the season is over for the Nokomis Redskins as they lose this one tonight to the tune of 14-6 to Mwikwa Central A&M. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks at Nokomis for their hospitality. Thank you to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school activities. Thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jennifer Graham for producing not only our game, but game number 1 today, which saw Carlinville victorious 40-26 over DuCoin. We wish the Cavaliers the best as they move on as well. But for now, from here at Nokomis High School, one final time, our final score is Mwikwa Central A&M 14, Nokomis 6. Gary Boker saying so long from the gridiron.